It's time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. Joined on the phone right now, always great catching up with Caitlin Lehner. Caitlin, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing today?
Yeah, doing well, Caitlin. So it's an exciting time for you. It's a busy time for you. New song out again Friday called Cross the Line. I appreciate you sending me a teaser of this one. I've heard
yeah.
It. It's a fantastic song. So tell us a little bit about your brand new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the song to be out. I feel like, I don't know, my EP was released just in the fall time, but mm-hmm. it's been a while since I've been like in the studio recording and working on new music. So I feel like it's been a long time and I'm excited to kind of have this like a new era of music out. I'm so excited about this song. I feel like this is the most me track that I've been able to release. I had the title came to me first for this song. I had the title Cross the Line, and I sat on it for a while. I think that it was probably like going on like 2.5 years ago that I had the title, and nothing was really sticking right off the bat. But I knew I wanted to do something with it. So every so often I kind of just tried to revisit the song, and piece by piece it kind of started to come together. And I don't know, I feel like so many of my songs, especially off the EP, it's like you have those heartbreak songs and like mm-hmm. the sassy breakup songs, and this is not that at all. I feel like it's just, this is such a good feel good song, and I mean it is kind of just about taking a chance on love again, and it just has all the good summer vibes.
I love it. It's a great song, and I know that everyone's gonna love this one. And you mentioned about you had this title for a little bit, and I've asked songwriters this in the past. And I'm curious if you have an archive folder. Now I when I say that, I don't necessarily specifically mean an actual folder, because I know this is in the 90s, but maybe some kind of folder in your phone or something where you have song ideas and titles and kind of things that you go back and check on from time to time.
Oh, yeah. I have an iPhone folder specifically called Song Titles.
I love it.
And Cross the Line is in there. I should see if I can find a little screen cap of it. But, I have that. My voice note section in my phone is just, like, chaotic. I checked it the other day, and I think there's, like, over 450 things in it.
Wow.
So I feel like that's, like, the same for any songwriter. We're, like, going through, like, the Sobeys checkout and have something pop into our head and have to sing it quietly really quickly. So, there's always, like, a good little pool of stuff to dip into.
Very cool. Love it. Again, joined right now by Caitlin Lehner. Caitlin, this year, I mean, it's summertime. Well, I mean, you know what? With the weather, it seems like summer is almost here already, because we've been getting some nice weather the last little bit, and it looks like it's going to continue. And that just means live shows here in 2023. I'm guessing you're planning to be pretty busy here this year playing live shows.
Yeah, I'm excited to get out again, and just for the summer festival season, things kind of kick off for me early June, and I'll be on the road through Saskatchewan and a few shows into Alberta, and hopefully some more, and I'm just excited to be kind of just out on the road again with the band. We had so much fun last year at some of the bigger shows, you know, Calgary Stampede and mm-hmm. Festivals, and we're just excited to go and get out and be able to play, you know, this new song Cross the Line and the songs off the EP live for audiences.
That's awesome. And you mentioned playing live. Now, I've had the opportunity to see you perform live multiple times, and you put on such a fantastic show. And for those that have not seen you perform live, and kind of give us a little taste of what the playlist is like for you, for those that maybe haven't seen you play live, because I know you do kind of do a mixture of everything a little bit in most of your shows.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love live shows, and performing is one of like my favorite parts of being able to do this as a career. My live shows are like very energetic. I am, if I'm ever standing still, it's like very awkward, and I probably have a guitar on me. Other than that, I am running around the stage trying to, you know, whatever, me and my bandmates are having a good time together. And yeah, we love to have a good mix of songs and genres within our sets. Like I said, we do lots of my originals, and then on top of that, we do like some of the classic country. We do some new country. I love throwing some pop songs in, and we even dabble into the rock and roll a little bit. And I always like to have like a song or two in the set that kind of throws the audience for a loop. And so yeah, my live shows are they're a lot of fun.
Absolutely. High energy. And again, I recommend everyone to get out and see you perform if they have an opportunity to do so here this summer. Before we let you go, I know it's a busy time, so we do appreciate you taking some time to chat here today. For those that do want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, whether it be music releases, kind of behind the scenes, I know you post a little, you recently post a little bit behind the scenes of recording studios, so I know you do a little behind the scenes kind of stuff. For those that want to follow along, see what you're up to, what are your social media platforms that you post to that people can follow along to see what you're up to?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Caitlin Lehner Music. I'm on TikTok at Caitlin Lehner Music and my YouTube channel, Caitlin Lehner. But yeah, lots of stuff about shows and behind the scenes. For this last song, working with Simon Jasnik of Bee's Knees, we did some cool behind the scenes shots just because so many people don't really know what it's like being in a studio. And I love showing that little kind of glimpse into what the process is like. So definitely find me on social media and you can find some of those video clips.
And I know that you do also do a like you do contests from time to time, because I know
Yeah.
the most recent contest, forgive me if I don't describe this correctly, but your contest is to see how many dollar or how much money took to create the money dress in your previous music video. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We did
So how'd
a
that all go? Because that's pretty cool. That's a cool idea. I like that.
Yeah, thanks. It was the whole concept for like the $10 music video and the money dress that we made was just so wild and a crazy idea that came to life. And we just thought that it would be something that would be like really interesting for people. And again, just kind of wanting to give them the behind the scenes and a little bit
Sure.
more of what it took to create that outfit. And when we started it, I had no idea what the final total was going to be on it. We kind of had an idea of what we thought was going to make up the entire outfit. But once we had it all done, we were like, we definitely have to do a contest. And it's like the guess the jelly beans in the jar, but
Sure.
guess the amount of money that Caitlin's wearing.
No, that's very clever. And again, one of the many reasons to give you a follow on social media, because I know you do contests from time to time. Caitlin, it's always great catching up. I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, loving the sound of the new tune. And then I know we'll chat again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Matt.